Hey. Hi. Welcome to the very first episode of what I will call the No Promo Podcast, because I will not be promoting this. The intention that I am putting into this, or the intention that I have about this podcast, is that it is going to help me to connect with like-minded people, and it's going to help me to build the new family that I'm now ready to build. Quick introduction of myself for anybody who might be stumbling on this one on Spotify or Apple Music, Apple Podcast. My name is Esther, and I am on a journey of finding myself. So that name might change at some point, so don't hold on to it. What you should hold on to, though, is how I make you feel, how this podcast makes you feel, and what you learn from this podcast. I just saw a butterfly. It was big. It was beautiful. Like, it was blue. It was yellow. Its wings were so wide, and I could tell that that butterfly doesn't have to stress too much to stay afloat. With that wingspan, my guy is floating. And I'm excited because I haven't seen a butterfly in a while. And butterflies have a very good spiritual meaning. So I know that my faith is playing out positively, and I'm really excited about the next couple seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years of my life to come. I know it's a lot for me to say over seeing one butterfly, but I am so conscious right now. I am super conscious right now of everything that's happening around me, because for a long time I never was. This podcast is so random. Like, I mean, I have 4 years of experience in media, 4 years and counting. I think about 5 years of experience in media, and ideally, because this is not my first time starting a podcast, recording, picking up a microphone, ideally, the version of me, the media educated, media trained version of me would have, oh, what is the reason? What is the point of the podcast? Why are you doing the podcast? What is it for? What is the purpose? What is this? What is that? Self-sabotage. Now I just see everything as self-sabotage. Because ideally, I would have sat down, created a script, written out like the topics I wanted to talk about for the next 6 months, and then start reaching out to guests. And then when someone tells me, oh, I can't make it for the episode, it literally just kills my morale. Before you know it, it kills the entire podcast. Like, that is how the last 3 podcasts that I started ended. And so with this one, I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking, like, I want to talk. I love talking. At the core of the purpose of making this podcast, at the core of it, at the crux of it, is me looking for a platform to just talk. Honestly, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm gonna keep it a buck. So, this podcast is my way of getting to know my higher self. This podcast is a combination of self-improvement, self-realization, creativity, creative enterprise, reading, passion, and basically it is a journey, my journey to self-discovery, and I want to go on that journey with like-minded people. Recently something crazy happened to me that made me understand that I actually do not know myself, and I am not conscious of life. I am not living life, and life is living me. I am an intimate video I made of myself leaked. I don't know how. I do not know how, and that's the scary part. That was the one thing that pushed me, like, okay. Excuse me. Pushed me like, okay, woman. You need to backtrack. You need to come back. Like, you need to reel it back in. Like, it seems you've let go too much of so much. And you're no longer going on this journey with purpose. You are now letting the journey drive you. And according to all the great people that I have read so far, and all the great books that I have read so far, that's not the way to live a fulfilling life. And I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel like I am going on that conscious journey. And so after that incident, I decided to deactivate all my personal social media, even though I have backslid. I'm not even gonna cap. But this podcast is my way of making up for that human relation, like that social relation, for now, while I study more, meditate more, question more, gain more knowledge of myself. Man. I fucked up. I really fucked up. Like, my life went from passionate pursuer of vision to a competition on who is doing well, who is not doing well, keeping up an image that is not real. Trying to impress, create an impression that is not real. An impression that went on to contradict my true nature and has made me lose people that I really, really value. And it might be that those people were never real with me from the very beginning. Maybe the entire thing was never real from the very beginning. But the fact that I did not know, I don't want to live my life going through the motions anymore. So that is what this podcast is about. This podcast is self-expression. This podcast is an effort to connect with the higher version of myself through a process, doing something I love, and giving myself the opportunity to connect with like-minded people. Hopefully, from my journey with this podcast, you know what? Let's take the hopefully out. I know, I am confident that with my journey through this podcast, using this podcast as a point of contact, I'm going to discover so much about myself. I'm going to realize so much about myself, because each episode is going to be unplanned. I'm literally just going to turn on the microphone and I'm going to speak. You know what? I actually did also fuck up, because this is the second time I'm recording this particular episode one. The very first episode was perfect. I recorded that episode before I saw the butterfly. So I felt like I wanted to add something, and I wanted to make it more organized, and then I went and deleted it, and now I have regrets. You see, that is the life I do not want to live, a life of regrets. So I've learned something today for myself. Like, I've literally taught myself something today, and that is, your first take, your first try is good enough. Just put it out just like that. Put it out just like that. It's perfect the way it is. You're going to learn along the way. What I should have done is to drop that episode and call it one, and then record this one and call it two and say, yo, I dropped two episodes on the same day. I'm bad like that. But the strive for perfection. Perfection. I want to be perfect. That has always been the challenge. That has been a challenge for me. It was a challenge for me. Never is. Never will be. Because now, I'm just going to see it as a stepping stone to greatness. Because that is what it is. I'm someone who wants everything to be perfect. I want it to reach the target audience and trigger the perfect emotions, trigger the right emotions. I want my message to be understood clearly. But the fact is that people would take different things from the same message. So it would no longer be about perfection. It would be about self-expression. So for the sake of organization or methodology, some of the things that we're going to be talking about in this podcast or on this podcast, spirituality, or understanding your personal spirituality, my personal spirituality. I'm going to be sharing the things that I learned on this journey to self-realization, knowing myself. Who am I? What am I doing here? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? What am I to do? What is my contribution to humanity? What is God's plan for me? What is His vision for me? On an individual level, on a personal level, how do I see God? Where do novel ideas come from? Innovation. How to tap into the innovative part of myself, my inner child. My inner child has a name of her own. My inner child is a completely different person from who I am right now. And I miss her, and I want to reconnect to her. I want to meet that child. Like, she has so much to teach me. She has so much to teach me. You know, people, as human beings, growing up, we're always like, oh, the older you get, the more experience you get. So you want this older version of yourself to go back to the past and go teach your younger version of yourself something. Nope. For me, it's the other way around, because my experiences in life have had somewhat of a negative effect on my intuition, my innovation, my passion, and my love for life. So this podcast is a conscious effort at reversing all of that, reversing everything. For example, my inner child, her name is Naomi. That was the name that my parents gave me at birth. But at the age somewhere between 13 and 14 years old, my mom, being a very spiritual person, went to a church, and during one of the counseling sessions, the pastor said that they should change my name. My mom should change my name from Naomi to Esther, because Naomi suffered in the Bible, so that I wouldn't suffer in the Bible, and that Esther is a queen and everything. But the thing about it is that somebody's suffering. Naomi's suffering. You can't adopt suffering from a name, can you? I don't believe so. Because those human sufferings, that suffering of this world, like, it is never usually connected to your higher self. Your higher self knows nothing about suffering. But what your higher self knows, or what Naomi's higher self knows, is who she is. Exactly. She knows her strengths. She knows her purpose. She knows her mission. She knows the vision. She's driven towards it. Growing up, I knew exactly who I wanted to be, exactly what I wanted to do. But the older I got, with my name change, and you know, that name change triggered a lot of other name changes, because I didn't like the name Esther. I liked my Naomi. I liked it just the way it was. It was perfect for me. I know that everything happens for a reason, and there is a reason why I've bared Naomi, or I've bared Esther, all through this particular phase of my life. Right now, I am literally going as no name. My name is no name. I am nameless, because my name shouldn't be who I am. For so long, my personality, my lifestyle, my character, behavior, have all been dependent on my name, because I've always seen the name as self. But that's not what it is. The truth is that that's not what it is. If you can transcend that name vanity, I don't know if I should call it vanity, but if I can go beyond it, if you can transcend it, like, it's not about the name. They can call you anything, but if you know who you are, what they call you doesn't matter. But the truth is, when I was born, my parents, my father, and people around me were inspired to call me Naomi. And so that version of me is the happiest version of me I can remember. She's the most joyful version. That version of me, she was the best at everything. I loved everything about Naomi. Naomi loves to read. This person I am right now, it's almost like she's struggling trying to get back to reading. But guess what? I'm getting better every day. I'm getting closer to meeting Naomi. So this podcast is also a way of meeting Naomi. And I hope that everyone who stumbles on this podcast, who comes across this, hopefully is also going on that journey, so we can go on that journey together. Or you're about to start going on that journey, or you just went on that journey, and God and universe are bringing you along my path so that I can be better, because that is all I want right now. To meet my higher self, to get to know her, to understand her, and to start to work towards being her. And then to be a better version of myself, the best version of myself, the highest version of myself. So while on this journey, a lot of things have been coming into my perspective. Like, for example, I just started a new business and I've built a website, I've done everything, I've even created social media post templates. And after doing all that, I sat back and realized, like, I just made this thing. I just literally made this business that's supposed to be, it's supposed to be another form of self-expression. But I have self-sabotaged by making it cumbersome, by making it difficult, by turning it into a new entity, a new business, when it should have just continued to be my way of self-expression. The truth is that the world created systems. The world created systems. People or entities who are looking for meaning to what is not supposed to have a meaning. They created systems like, oh, if you want to sell this, if you want to do that, you have to start a business, start it as a business, get a business name, then get a domain, then do this, then announce it, then register it, then do that, then do this. Like, yeah, that's a corporate environment. I understand, like, that's how it should work. Like, I get that. But I'm a multi-potentialite, passionate creative. I come up with so many ideas, and I'm not supposed to be killing them or suppressing them. They're supposed to be working like spur of the moment. Every time I have it, it's supposed to go out. Every time I have it, it's supposed to go out. That's the reason why I have them, so that they can go out, not so that they can die in my head or die on my laptop or die not being seen or die being created as a brand new Instagram page or a brand new Pinterest page, when it should all be a form of self-expression. Creativity for me is self-expression. And so that is exactly how I am going to be going about all of my creative endeavors. I'm going to be treating it like an extension of self, self-expression. So on this podcast, we're going to be talking about self-expression. We're also going to be doing a lot of reading. I'm currently reading this book called Dating Dead Men. It's by Harley Jane Kozak. I've already gone quite far. I'm in chapter 11. So sadly, I might not be able to go back to, you know, read each episode. But I'm thinking, or I'm seeing, the possibility of reading one or two chapters of the book I'm reading every episode. We could read along, or I could come give you guys a little bit of what I'm learning from this book. For example, this book is a romance novel, okay, but I've learned something from this book, and it has a lot to do with the law of attraction. The main character in this book, her name is Wally, and there's two things about Wally. Number one, Wally knows exactly what she wants for her business, for her career. And number two, Wally knows exactly what she doesn't want in a man. Law of Attraction says, if you focus all your attention on what you don't want, you'll keep attracting what you don't want. So guess what happened in this book? Yes, honey, what she wants for her career, she gets it. But what she wants for a romance life, not exactly what she wanted. But all things work together for good for those that have trust and faith. So regardless of the fact that she made a list of what she doesn't want, somehow, some way, I believe she's still going to end up... I'm halfway through the book, so I'm still going to have to come back and give you guys a full breakdown. But I strongly believe she will get the man of her dreams. But then she doesn't have to go through the struggling learning circle or the struggling learning curve that she's currently going on. Oh yeah, I'll call it a circle because she's literally going around to come back to the starting point. It's a really interesting book. It's called Dating Dead Men by Harley Jane Kozak. You guys should try and read it. And I started so many books at the same time. So I'm also reading The Secret. I'm halfway through The Secret as well. But I already went and saw the movie. So it kind of like put me back on reading the rest of the book. But I will finish it for the sake of finishing it. Because that is another thing I want to teach myself. Another journey. Another part of my self-realization journey. Finishing what I started. The discipline of finishing what I started. I'm sure you guys can hear my neighbors. This podcast is not perfect. This podcast is just what it is. With time, we will get to that perfect expression. Until then, expression is what we are all about. So guys, I think that's enough talking for today. I'm really excited about this. I'm not gonna cap y'all. I'm really excited. This episode is just to give some type of introduction and kind of explain, you know, what the purpose of this podcast is all about. From the next episode, we will have a bit more grounding. You know, I'll talk more about my creative journey, because the truth is that my desire for self-expression, why I want to know myself, is to know what I should be using my creativity for. Who am I? What is my purpose on this earth? What should I be giving? You know, what is my purpose for real? And I'm a creative soul. You know, so next episode, we'll talk a lot more about career, business, hustle, that journey, why I'm taking a step back from everything and anything that I know, and why I'm pushing more and I'm pushing forward towards new experiences, new things. And also, we'll talk a little bit about friendship, love, relationship, and family. So guys, thank you so much for listening to the No Promo Podcast. I might come up with another name by the end of this or by the time I post this in everything. I hope we have the most enjoyable journey, you and I both. Take care of yourself. Peace, love, light, and joy to you and your family and your friends also. Shalom.